The Electoral Commission has refuted allegations by some political parties that the Commission does not officially communicate to them when it calls for IPAC meetings. The Acting Director of Public Affairs of the Commission, Christian Owusu-Parry, who stated this on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, said the Commission has never said anything in the media concerning IPAC meetings without first communicating to the parties. Mr. Parry welcomed proposals from the political parties for reforms. This, he noted, will help make the electoral system acceptable to all stakeholders. He, however, cautioned against calls aimed at giving legal backing to IPAC. This, he said, has the tendency of undermining the functions of the commission, which Article 46 of the Constitution has given to the commission.
The NPP received that communication on the 6th. The NDC received it 12:43 on the 6th. The CPP 12:55 on the 6th. So if somebody says, oh, we didn't show any regard for them, we disrespected them, and we didn't communicate to them, they only learned about it from the media. That is most unfortunate, because that is not the way we do things at the commission, especially because we value our relationship with them. Now, as a commission, we have always said that we will welcome any suggestions that will lead to improvement in the electoral process. And that is why when, after the elections, and there was the court petition, people were talking about reforms. So we thought that it would be necessary for us to give people who are calling for reforms the opportunity to make their ideas known. Probably they have some useful ideas, why, and that is why they are saying we need reforms. So we will give them the opportunity for them to bring their proposals, and we will consider those proposals. If the proposals that they will make actually fall within the legal framework of the elections, they will lead to improvement in the process, we will consider those proposals. But obviously, if the round counter to the laws that govern elections in this country, then we will have some difficulty in bringing them on board. People who say IPAC should be given legal backing so that its decision becomes binding on the commission probably have not addressed their minds to Article 46 of the Constitution. That requires the independence of the Commission and says that in the performance of its duties, the Commission should not be subject to the direction and control of any other organization or body or authority. If you have to make IPAC decisions binding on the Commission, and IPAC is made up mainly of the parties and the Commission, what happens in the event that there is no consensus at IPAC? It means no decision can be taken.
Mr. Parry also explained the biometric verification process.
You know, verification goes with identification of the voter at the polling station, and it's a process. It's not just one point verification. First, we would want to know whether you are on an alphabetical name list. That will indicate to us that, yes, it is possible that you will be in the voters register. When we find you on the alphabetical name list, then you move to the register table where your particulars are checked. We are looking at your voter ID card and your picture in the register. That is a form of identification of the voter, and it's verification as well. When we are satisfied that yes, you can be found on the register, then we will scan your barcode and the photograph and the other details about you will pop up. So we will then ask you to put your finger on the verification device. So the verification device is only the last stage of the verification. If the device clears you, then we will allow you to vote. And insofar as we are concerned, everybody who voted who was not FO actually went through that process. So when the person has been verified and the device has cleared him, then we allowed the person to vote. Nobody whose fingerprint could not be read by the device was allowed to vote.
Representatives of both the NDC and NPP on the program mentioned reforms they need the EC to undertake. First, MP for Ekwiapim South Obi Amoa of the NPP said concerns raised by the justices of the Supreme Court should be looked at.
Justice Duche believes that there should be severe sanctions for presiding officers, electoral officers, who infringe on the law and then create this kind of confusion that we had the last elections with respect to their performance, the signing of pin sheets, etc. We also believe that we should have security features for the pin sheets, for the all those forms that the EC will use, so that there will not be this kind of triplicate, duplicate, etc., etc. If you go to what Justice Atukuba said, that within 3 months of the closure of the registration exercise, there should be a provisional register. Unfortunately, the EC could not abide by that. And come the elections itself, it took the EC only about a few days before elections for them to give us the register. Now, all the justices made the point that if we have to go forward, there are a lot of things that have gone wrong during the last elections. We have to find ways of refining them and reforming them. If you come to us, one major issue that we think that we should all sit down to have a look at is the transmission, collation and transmission of results.
NPP MP for Ekwiapim South Obi Amoa. For his part, a member of the election management team of the NDC, Michael Kumbuo, emphasized the need to give enough training to election officials and polling agents of the political parties.
The flaws we also identified were the training of the officials, the training of the officials that man the election, either party agents or EC temporary staff. We realized that is a challenge, because if you don't have enough time to train them, you don't expect that they will give you the best of results. Then we also realized that we needed to look at even the way we organize the elections from the polling station. Because if you go to the polling station as an agent, you don't have the right, like we are sitting here, you have officials standing here. The polling agents are far away from where the officials are. So you don't see exactly what is happening. So we are advocating that the position of the polling agent should be such that they should be able to see what is happening, so that there are no fictitious happenings within the process.
A member of the election management team of the NDC, Michael Kumbuo.